Yeah, I know it's not a political show, but Brexit, stage left.
Brexit is quite interesting, though.
Yeah, and I don't want to get too deep into it. I just love this new word I learned.
What's the word?
Proroguing.
Proroguing. Yeah. Don't know it. What's it?
I think that's how you pronounce it. I just only read it. It's what the Prime Minister can do to the Parliament. They can, when he suspends Parliament, he asks the Queen, and the Queen says, "Yes, you may prorogue."
How fun is that? It's going to ask the Queen to do something.
I'd like to ask the Queen to prorogue a few things.
Yeah, could she help us get some stuff done at eBay?
I'm sure she would. She's a very efficient Queen.
She's got some money.
Got a little money to back up her, you know, her actions.
There, maybe we can get crowns and tiaras.
Oh, I've got one.
You've got some already.
Yeah. I just don't dare wear it into the office.
On that note, I'm Alan.
And I'm Griff. And this, believe it or not, is episode number 56 of the eBay for Business podcast, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace. And today is Seller Update Day.
Woohoo! That's right, Griff. Today we released the 2019 Fall Seller Update.
And if you were paying attention, we actually announced the release date in last week's podcast at the end of the buzz.
Is that unusual, Griff?
Yeah, it is. It's the first time we've ever pre-announced the Seller Update release date.
And hopefully it won't be the last time. Mm-hmm. So, Griff, tell us what's in store this week.
So first up on the podcast, we'll find out how eBay seller Lori Wong is using the new multi-user account access feature,
otherwise known as MUAA.
Or
Hey, stop that.
I can't help myself. I'm such an evil villain.
You are.
Sellers have been asking for a way to create limited user access to their accounts so they can designate specific tasks to employees without granting them full access to their eBay account. They've been asking for this for years, quite frankly. So now we have it with MUAA. But wait, there's more, right, Alan?
There's always more. eBay VP of Seller Experience Harry Temkin stopped by the studio to talk about the Fall Seller Update.
We'll also talk with eBay VP Bridget Davies about the enhancements and changes to the Promoted Listings tool that we announced today in the Fall Seller Update. It's a chock-a-block show, Alan, with no time to lose, so let's get right to it, shall we?
Sure thing. Up next, the buzz. Chock-a-block, what does that mean?
Oh, it means like stuff to the gills. You know what that means, right?
No. Stuff to the gills.
It means it's full. It's full. It's
gills.
Full. It's a full show, Alan.
Oh. Good. I like full shows.
Okay, Alan, what's the buzz for this week?
Griff, this week we're all about the 2019 Fall Seller Update, and there are a couple of things that sellers can do.
A couple?
Bear with me.
Okay.
Number one, read the 2019 Fall Seller Update at ebay.com/seller update.
Check.
Number two, visit ebay.com/community to have your questions answered by expert eBay staff.
Check.
And number three, watch a live broadcast with eBay experts on the eBay for Business Facebook page today, September 4th at 3 p.m. And if you didn't manage to make it in time, you can watch an on-demand recording of that broadcast directly there on the page.
Double, triple check.
There you go. Make sure you do all those things.
I'm gonna. You know, and with the 2019 Fall Seller Update, I like how we brand this, you'll be able to create promoted listing campaigns on the go. And that's something sellers have been asking us to add for quite a while now. And with multi-user account access, otherwise known as MUAA, as a business owner with employees or helpers, you'll be able to grant them limited access to your eBay account so they can perform, you know, basic listing tasks without giving them access to your entire account.
We're expanding access to Terapeak and Seller Hub, introducing new item specifics, recommendations, and requirements to help optimize search. And we're simplifying car and truck listings with vehicle pricing packages.
We're going to do a quick overview here of all these little bits of the Seller Update. And later in the podcast, we've got some guests who will dig a little deeper into some of these topics. And we'll also repeat the options you have for more information and where you can get answers to questions at the end of this segment.
Starting with Grow Tools, sellers will be able to access promoted listings from a mobile device and My eBay.
Oh, that's a big one.
It is. Also, you'll see removal of duplicate promoted listings and non-promoted listings in search, and there's increased visibility for promoted listings in search results. Sellers will be able to access Terapeak and Seller Hub.
I think all sellers have that now with if you have a basic store or above.
Basic store or above. It just went to 100%, so all sellers should have it. You'll be able to send offers to buyers that have added items to carts, as well as negotiate offers to buyers with a new counter offer feature.
Oh, that's great. That's a good one. That's going to help really
seal
increase
the
sales.
Deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, Alan, there's some important category changes coming up that should make for a more intuitive buying, selling, and search experience. And We're going to make some marketplace updates as well.
Yeah, we're adding new features to manage payments, and there will be more ways for buyers to pay, along with easier ways for sellers to make refunds. And we're also announcing new seller protections.
And about those new seller protection and policy updates, Alan, we're adding additional benefits for top-rated sellers who have a real strong track record of delivering on their service promises. And these benefits are things like simpler policies that are enforced by eBay in a more seller-friendly way, as well as a new return shipping label credit for false claims. That's a big one. Those are really big for sellers. And two other great benefits, Alan, a refund deduction for used and damaged returns and the leeway for a seller to correct a policy issue and continue selling on eBay without penalty. No interruption of your business.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Should make things a lot easier for sellers. We'll go into more details with some special guests and some questions will be answered later in the show. So don't forget, you can read the 2019 Fall Seller Update at ebay.com/seller update.
Check.
Join the conversation and have questions answered on the community at ebay.com/community.
Double check.
Whew. And then watch the live broadcast with eBay experts on the eBay for Business Facebook page.
Triple check. Alan, do you have anything else to tell us?
I do. In non-seller update news, on September 1st, we started to collect sales tax on applicable transactions for buyers in Ohio. And just a quick reminder for sellers, for sites that we are collecting tax, you actually don't need to take any action. There are no extra charges or fees for the service. Now, you may not opt out of selling items in the states that we are collecting tax or out of eBay automatically collecting sales tax for applicable orders. But why would you? Because it's easy and we're making it easy and it's free.
Well, yeah, I mean, why would you? It's ridiculous.
So don't opt out.
Yeah, don't. You can't opt out.
Additional states will likely be added. So make sure you stay informed both here on the podcast and also at ebay.com/sales tax.
It's always good to stay on top of the latest about internet sales tax. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome, Griff.
Up next, how multi-user account access, aka MUA, is working out for an experienced eBay seller with an ever-changing staff. Our guest this week on The Main Story is eBay seller Lori Wong. Lori is the founder and CEO of Reflections of Trinity. It's a nonprofit organization in Powder Springs, Georgia. Reflection of Trinity's mission is to provide the basic needs of food and clothing to those in crisis and to facilitate structured opportunities for people to engage in meaningful community service. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Thank you, Griff. I'm glad to be here.
Lori, as you're a 2016 eBay Shine Award winner and eBay's 2016 Small Business of the Year winner, what was that experience like for you?
Oh my gosh, that was a life-changing experience. I don't think my eBay world has ever been the same since. Gosh, it gave me an opportunity to walk through so many doors, Griff. And for those that are interested or looking forward to applying in 2020, I'm going to strongly suggest, even if you don't think you have a story, because I didn't think I did, apply, and it'll be the best thing you ever did.
You heard it straight from a winner's mouth. Next year, apply. You have nothing to lose, right?
Nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Now, how big is your business, Lori?
Well, Reflections of Trinity is 16 years old, and we have four divisions. We have the food pantry. We have a brick and mortar store. We have an eBay division, and we have a warehouse. We operate under about 20,000 square feet, and we serve from our food pantry about 3,000 people a month.
Wow.
So that kind of gives you an idea of what I lead.
It's a lot of dishes to wash.
Well, we serve groceries. We don't cook the food. Oh. So we don't have a soup kitchen, but we have a food distribution program.
Well, that's
where we give them a week's worth of groceries.
That's fantastic. What a great idea for a charity.
And Thank you.
And you've been doing this for quite some time now.
Yes, sir, we have. We've been serving in our community for 16 years.
How many employees does your business have?
We have 15 employees, five of which are for the eBay division.
For those five employees in your eBay division, we recently released a new tool called Multi-User Account Access. I know you've started using it, and has that made life a little easier for you?
Oh my goodness, it surely did. So not only for my five employees, but also for volunteers that come to help us in our eBay division. We have volunteers that come to help us list, and they're divided into several categories, skilled and unskilled. And the multi-user account access, otherwise known as MUA, has been a lifesaver.
So you can grant access temporarily to a volunteer through MUA.
correct. We have volunteers that come on a regular basis, and then we have those that just come for one time, and it works for both.
Walk us through this. If a volunteer comes in and you're going to put them to work listing, what's the first step for them?
I use Mua in four different ways. So I have an employee now that's able to work at home because of Mua. She's been with me the longest. She's been with me about 10 years. And her mother recently developed Alzheimer's. Because of Mua, she's able to work from home specifically because I have volunteers that can now do tasks that she was required to do on site, and she can finish up the rest at home. So that's really helped me to transition some trusted employees to a home-based staffing system. Secondly, I have volunteers that just come and do revisions. These are volunteers that have earned my trust. They've been with me a long time. Mm-hmm. They understand a little bit more about eBay, so they have a few skills. And they have both levels. They can both list and publish. And so I will have them come in and do nothing but revisions. Thirdly, if I have a new volunteer or new staff that's starting, we're about to hire two more people, we start them off with the draft privilege only, where they start small. Even if they've had some experience, I like to start them off small without publishing rights because when it comes to pricing, I'm a little skittish. And I don't think you can blame me.
I don't blame you.
New volunteers and new staff have the draft privilege only, and then as they progress, then we upgrade them to draft and publish. And then fourthly, I have volunteers that just do non-skill data entry. So they'll do things like they'll upload the photo and they'll crop. They'll do some simple item specifics like the brand, the color, the fiber content, just simple things that's very obvious because I sell fashion. So if they have the product in hand, they can fill in those simple things. So I have four different categories that I use Mua for, depending on the situation.
So when a new volunteer walks in, what if they don't have an eBay account?
Well, the first thing we have to do is create an eBay account, which is pretty simple. They have to give us their email address, and then we create an eBay account for them, and then we send them an invitation. Once we get them approved, they can start using Mua. And the first thing that we have them work on, which is really simple, is we start them on media.
Like CDs,
books, tapes, yeah. DVDs, things like that, because that's really simple.
Yeah, it's really easy to list if you're using the catalog.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then if they progress and they're doing good work, what's the next step they can take?
Shoes. Yeah, we put them on shoes and then we take them to fashion. Shoes are pretty simple.
Right. Shoes are a little harder than media.
Yes, yes.
And do the volunteers, when they're in the draft stage, when they're creating drafts for you, how much information are they asked to put in about, say, the shoes? I assume they're not taking the photos necessarily.
No, they do not take photos. They don't price. They don't even do the title. So they'll put the brand and the size and maybe the color in the title just so that we can identify what product it is. But anything that requires too much skill, they don't have to do any of that.
What challenges have you had with Mua? Has anything popped up that you weren't expecting? And if so, how did you handle it?
Not really. This has been a pretty simple transition. Obviously, it's new and we're still working out a couple of bugs.
You mean bugs on the eBay end?
Yeah, sometimes it'll say you're an unauthorized user, and if you just submit it again, it'll be fine. So it's just little minor, silly things, and it'll work itself out in time.
You're reporting this back to the team,
Yes, absolutely, and they're working on it. Okay. So, but it's been easy to learn. Everybody loves it. I'm so thankful for Mua.
It sounds like it's cut your workload down and made listing easier.
Absolutely. It's broadened my team. It really has. If I could just tell a quick story.
So yes, please.
Mua was announced as a project by Mohan in 2018 at eBay Open. And shortly before that, our charity had signed on with a third-party listing tool because I just had to have something that gave people the ability to list without accessing our account. And that listing tool cost me about $300 a month. With the launch of Mua, it saves me $300. And, you know, somebody might say, well, $300 isn't a whole lot of money. But for me, Griff, $300 buys a pallet of canned pork.
Yeah.
A pallet comes with 1,440 cans of pork on it. That's 1,440 meals that I can serve. So $300 is a big deal, not just to Reflections, but to Lori Wong. And Mua has absolutely helped us put that money to good use.
Mua is actually putting food on the table for people who need it.
That's true. That is a correct statement. Very correct statement.
What recommendations do you have, Lori, for that seller who may be considering using multi-user account access? Is there any word of advice you'd give them starting out?
Absolutely. So two things. Number one, determine the skill level of your user and start with the bottom and build up. Don't give publish rights first off, unless you're very confident in their ability. And then even then, you need some time to vet them, especially with pricing, because once somebody has the opportunity to publish, they have the opportunity to put that listing live.
Yeah.
And you have to be very confident before you give them those rights. And then secondly, it's good for you to determine how you're going to use Mua. Are you going to use it to list? Are you going to use it to revise, publish, all three? You know, how do you want to use it? Because it has multiple uses. I mean, you could literally use Mua just to revise and nothing else. Have people just do revisions on your account.
Is there anything that you're hoping the team adds to Mua as time moves on?
Shipping.
Of course.
Yeah, shipping.
I think that's in the works, we've been told.
Yep, absolutely. And I can't wait. I'm excited.
I know at eBay Open this year, you live demoed the multi-user account access with Harry Temkin. What was that like when you were up there on stage?
Oh my goodness, what a wonderful experience. It was my first time meeting Harry. And shortly before we did the launch, the day before, we had breakfast. It was a small eBay staff group, mostly the production staff. And I was very impressed with his passion for all things eBay. Mm. I felt a genuine commitment to take the seller experience to the next level. And I've been in eBay long enough to remember a day when the seller experience was not really a part of the discussion. And some of the policies that were launched were in so favor of the buyer, it was to the detriment of sellers. So yeah. I've seen a huge change. And I'll be honest with you, Griff, I feel eBay listens more. And with Harry, I felt heard. I felt valued. I felt appreciated. And his connection with sellers are just authentic. It's authentic. So launching that tool on stage, that was just an honor.
And you're right about Harry. He's extremely passionate about what he does.
Yes, and, absolutely.
And was so eager to get connected when he started working. He just jumped right into conversations with sellers. It was amazing to watch.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, Lori, before we end, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think for me, Mua is an opportunity. It's a free opportunity to create a listing team. And I believe in that team acronym that together everyone achieves more. So if you're a seller that's looking to grow significantly, remember there's only so much that you can do by yourself. And Mua is a free way for you to create a team. And if you're wise, if you're strategic, you can double your listings, you can double your revenue, you can significantly grow, and you can, together, we can achieve more.
Lori, I couldn't have put it better myself. I want to thank you so much for stopping by and talking to us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
We've been chatting with Lori Wong of Reflections of Trinity on eBay. She's a past Shine Award winner. It's time for Inside eBay. Today is Seller Update Day, and today we're also welcoming our Vice President of Seller Experience, Harry Temkin, and he's going to talk us through aspects of the Fall Seller Update. Welcome, Harry.
Thank you so much, Griff. Great to be here.
It's always good to have you. I'm so glad you're in studio for this week.
Yes, indeed. Seller Update is always fun.
And like I said, we announced a lot today. And what do you see as the major announcements that will have the most positive impact on a seller's business?
Where do we start? I mean, this is great. I mean, a lot of this is follow-up from Open, making it fully available. Let's start with item specifics. We've made significant updates to the listing flows to make it easier for you to provide item specifics. So what you'll notice in the listing flows now is we've basically are exposing buyer demand data, showing you which aspects are the most relevant to when buyers search so that your time is made incredibly efficient when you're giving us the specifics. And we're bringing to the surface, again, the most important ones. So in some cases, there could be 40, 50 aspects in a particular category. And what we're showing you is a pathway to the most important ones. So it's not necessarily how many you give us, but the most relevant ones. Mm-hmm. So that's a big one. The next one is TerraPeak integration into Seller Hub.
Which is a big favorite of yours.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Pricing analytics is, you know, near and dear to me. I did it, built all kinds of analytical tools and trading platforms in my previous life. So this kind of fits right into that for me. But look, we acquired TerraPeak back in December of 2017. It is a historical pricing analysis service. It also provides title optimization. So it's a data analytics product, right? Helping sellers understand how to price competitively. This year, early in the year, we announced that we would provide free access to TerraPeak for all store subscribers, basic and above. And now, after open, we've begun the first phase of actually integrating TerraPeak's functionality natively into Seller Hub under the new research tab.
Yeah, I got mine. I'm very happy to see that.
That's awesome. Yeah. And, you know, a big thing also is that it has a year's worth of transaction data instead of just 90 days. The next big one is what we affectionately call MUA, or multi-user account access, which we know that many of our sellers have wanted for many years. We promised it at last year's open. We came through on that promise this year in delivering the first phase, which enables you to give employees access to be able to either edit drafts or to create and fully list drafts. And this is a really big feature because up until this point, you literally were giving out your existing user ID and password to your employees, which is obviously not what you want to do. Here, there's a really nice, easy way to provide administrative access to particular employees to do certain tasks during the listing flow. And this was the first phase, right, to actually edit or create a listing. And we'll continue to provide more features over the course of the next several quarters. You know, just a significant capability that will continue to provide more functionality over the coming quarters. So particularly being able to do messaging, shipping, invoicing, all of those things. And as you heard from one of our great sellers who actually was on stage with me at eBay Open to help demonstrate the product, Lori Wong, her, she gave a great interview this morning, Griff, on just how she loves this capability and has just made it much, much easier to manage her business. And then finally, we are enhancing our offers to buyers capability, which we call seller-initiated offers. The couple of enhancements are, first, the items in cart. You now can send offers when an item is in cart, not just being watched. We think that's quite significant. And then we're going to be, based on a lot of seller feedback, actually, we're going to be adding counter offer and negotiate.
From all those places.
Right. You'll be able to send offers to buyers that have it in their cart. So they haven't gone, they haven't checked out, but it's in their cart.
They're so close.
They're so close. Right. This helps get them over that hump. And then the big one, obviously, is, as we've always had in Best Offer, the ability to counter. We're adding that feature as well.
This is going to make sales go through the roof for people who use it right.
That's correct. Right, exactly. And also, let me just also note, another big thing is we're adding this feature to our APIs as well. So for all of our third parties, people integrate with us through APIs, you'll be able to do seller-initiated offers.
That's
through the
great
APIs.
News. Yep. How long do items stay in buyer's carts?
They're there indefinitely until they check out.
Or if the buyer
removes it.
Or if it runs out. So if it's not available anymore.
Well, yes. Yeah. But otherwise, you know, it's not like there's a time limit for how long something stays in a cart. We obviously, you know, want the buyer to get the checkout with that item. Yeah. So we're not going to remove it unless, as you said, those specific cases.
As a seller, when I make this offer to a buyer under the new auspices of this feature, how many times do watchers or buyers with items in carts get offers?
We think the right number is 5. So that's what we're going to launch with in October, the ability to go basically to negotiate back and forth up to 5 times.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Again, I mean, we listen to seller feedback and, you know, we'll watch how many times there's a counter before a sale is generated and we'll work off that. But right now we think 5 is the right number.
Yeah. That's enough for back and forth. Right?
I think so, yes.
Otherwise, you're just splitting hairs.
It gets a little much.
Have you ever had that happen to you, by the way? You're in a kind of a negotiation with a buyer and that you offer them 10, they offer you 5, you offer them 9, they offer you 6, you offer them 7, they offer 650 and back. And you're getting like down, if they could divide a penny, they'd divide it.
Yeah, my son and I just actually had that happen on a pair of sneakers. We were negotiating back and forth. But that's what's great about Best Offer is that it opens up that negotiation capability that, you know, buyers recognize that even though it's a fixed price, if Best Offer is on there, there is room to negotiate. And I just want to also remind our sellers that using messaging, right, with Best Offer or seller-initiated offer helps additionally with conversion. We've seen that in our data. So sending a personalized message with your best offer or with an SIO definitely helps the process.
It does, doesn't it? Because it adds a human voice.
It makes it more personalized. Right. You know, we like to say we're the human e-commerce company, right? It makes it more human and it does help.
I know that when a buyer makes an offer that's a little low, but they add a kind of funny little comment, I'm more than likely to say, nah, you can have it. You're a good guy.
It sometimes happens, yes.
And the reverse, if as a seller, if you decline the offer and say nicely, well, thank you for the offer, but I'm afraid I have to decline it. Maybe you would consider upping your offer. It's friendly and opening and the people go, yeah, okay, well, maybe I'll do that.
Because whenever I sell something, I always write a personalized note, you know, back with the invoice.
Sure.
I thank them for the purchase, really appreciate their business. I think that it matters, you know, it goes a long way.
Why are we making these particular updates and how are we prioritizing them over things on the marketplace that we know some sellers are asking for?
Sure. I mean, the theme for my team this year was all about driving efficiency, conversion, and profitability. That was the theme that we expressed at eBay Open, and we continue to express that theme. And that's what you see here in terms of what we've built. And look, it's not to say we listen, we take in a lot of feedback, and we organize it, and we rank it. And there are a lot of things that we do get to, right, that sellers asked us for. These are more of the bigger ticket items that we believe definitely help our sellers significantly. And again, particularly with efficiency, I come back to item specifics. This one is a real game changer. We have changed the listing flow in a way and now are providing data in which we've really not done that before to our sellers to show them it's all about making it more efficient for them. We recognize, you know, time is money. Time is critical. So we want to make the listing flow as efficient as possible while gathering the most important elements of the product that they want to list so that, again, it helps drive the conversion.
What's the timing of these updates, Harry? Sometimes when we have updates, they're immediate, but sometimes they're still being rolled out. What are the timings for these?
For Terapeak, actually, as of today, I just saw the email, we're 100% ramped in the United States in Seller Hub, that first phase. Mua is available to all U.S. sellers. It'll be available rest of the world later in the or even into first quarter of next year. Item specifics, depending upon the listing flow tool that you use, we are currently, for the professional sellers, 50% of our sellers are seeing these changes. The other 50% will happen in the next couple of weeks. And the reason that that is the case is, again, based on seller feedback, one of the big changes as part of the listing flow changes is we added a tool to automatically, where it can determine item specifics in your title, to automatically take them and put them directly into the item specific section of the flow. And based on that feedback, we wanted to make some small adjustments in how that tool was working. So that's underway right now. And once that's done, we'll complete the rollout of US sellers for the item specific changes. Offers to buyers, I mean, as everyone knows, the sell-initiated offers are now available to all of our sellers. You'll also notice in Seller Hub that we've added the additional filters so that you can now edit best offer and SIO in bulk, which is a really slick tool
listings. I gave a bunch of them last night and I made some sales.
And the counter offer functionality will, and the items to cart will be later this year in October.
So we're coming up to the holiday season. Sellers are looking to position themselves, their business, their listings, their sales in a way where they can compete and have a successful season. How can sellers leverage some of these updates? You have some examples.
I keep coming back to item specifics because it is the most important update of all the updates that we've put out. I can't stress enough taking the time to provide as many item specifics as possible. And again, I don't need you to provide all of them. Yeah. I want you to provide the most important ones.
And we're showing which ones are the most
important. We absolutely are. So we've broken the item specifics down into three sections: required, recommended, and optional. And what we really want is for you to give us the required and the recommended. And as you noted, we're now providing buyer demand data. We're showing you the value of giving us those aspects, the number of searches that buyers did in the last 30 days for that particular specific. And so the more of those you give us, the more exposure your listing's going to have to search.
This is for new listings, but will they also be available for revising listings?
Absolutely.
I should go in and start revising stale listings.
Yeah. And we are also in the fourth quarter going to make that easier again, adding it to active listings and being able to do bulk edit of your item specifics and showing the buyer demand data. It is just really, really important. Here's another very, very important element to this. Many of our buyers use left-hand navigation. and what we call multi-aspect guidance, the next generation of that, and the new pivot functionality in the mobile app. Those features basically do their filtering on item specifics, not on your title. It is critical that you provide not only a great title that has the key item specifics in it, but also providing them actually in that section of the flow, what we call the item specific section. Because if you don't provide them there, for example, if you put color in your title, but you don't provide color down in the item specifics section, and a buyer uses the left-hand navigation to filter on color, your listing will not appear in those filtered results. That is critical.
You end up in not specified hell.
That's right. So that is why providing item specifics is so critical, is that it absolutely will expose your listing to a lot more search eligibility. Again, I just can't stress it enough. And that's why this was such a critical change for us. And look, we recognize providing item specifics isn't easy. It's probably the hardest thing in the listing.
Yeah.
And that's why we've made all these changes to make it easier for you.
Well, Harry, I hope you're excited for the holiday selling season coming up. You seem to be.
Super excited. Listen, we put out so many great capabilities this year to help our sellers, again, you know, with efficiency, particularly, and then onto conversion and profitability. We're super excited. And we've got a lot more coming in the fourth quarter and right into 2020. So stay tuned.
So I want to thank you for coming in today and taking the time to talk to us. But I know you have another appointment.
I've got a super busy day today. Yes, we've got a meetup right here in San Jose. So I'm super excited to see our local sellers this evening.
And they don't know you're coming, right?
I don't think they know I'm coming. So it's going to be a surprise. But I really try to spend a lot of time with our sellers. It's really important to me to get their feedback and hear how they use our platform. You know, I spend a lot of time in Facebook rooms, chats. I read all the feedback that comes in various ways that it comes into eBay. So we really do listen to your feedback and we take it in and, you know, we try to respond to as much of it as we possibly can to build better tools for all of you. And so I try to get to a lot of meetups. I'll do a little bit of advertising. I will be at Upfront in Chicago on September 11th. Which is exciting. I'm really looking forward to being with our Illinois sellers. And then because I am back east, of course, I live just outside of New York, I'll be doing the New York Upfront, which I believe is November 6th. Liz is making sure I'm
spot on. She's right. I think Liz, you're right.
And so I will be hosting that Upfront as well. So I'm trying to get to as many meetups as I can and Upfronts as I can because I love doing that.
So if you got a chance to go to any of these events, make sure you go because for one thing, you'll meet other eBay sellers, but you will not regret meeting Harry. He's the most energetic and fun person I've ever seen in the VP role at eBay. And I've seen lots of people in that role. So I can say
thanks, Griff, with
some honesty.
I appreciate that.
But thanks again, Harry.
My pleasure. Great to be here.
We've been listening to Harry Temkin. He's the Vice President of Seller Experience, and he's been talking about Seller Update 19.2, otherwise known as the Fall Seller Update. Up next, changes in promoted listings. One of the changes we talked about in the Fall Seller Update that was just released are changes to a popular tool called Promoted Listings. In October, we will have several episodes where we're going to really deep dive into promotion strategies using all the promotion tools, including promoted listings. But for today, we want to focus in on the changes that we've just announced for promoted listings. And we're happy to welcome back with us to help us with this discussion, Bridget Davies. She's the Vice President of Revenue and Seller Growth at eBay. Welcome back, Bridget.
It's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Can you give us an overview of some of the new promoted listing enhancements?
Absolutely. You know, promoted listings has been a huge area of focus for us. So we have been hard at work and we have a lot of new things coming to market. So number one, I want to talk to you about some of the changes we're making around how we're presenting promoted and non-promoted items in search. Number two, we continue to look for new opportunities to expand promoted listing visibility. And we've got some exciting changes coming in the search experience. And lastly, we are enabling management of promoted listings from both mobile and My eBay. So really excited about the opportunities that creates for sellers.
Yeah, those are three big changes.
Big ones.
But I want to get right to the one I think is on sellers' mind right away, because there's a little consternation, I suspect, regarding the removal of duplicate promoted and non-promoted listings in search. What does this actually mean for sellers? How will this work?
Starting in September, we will remove duplicate promoted and non-promoted listings in search. So if you're using promoted listings, your promoted and non-promoted listing for the same item will no longer appear in the same set of search results. We're doing this because it gives buyers a cleaner and more relevant search experience. So we're going to select which listing, either your promoted or your non-promoted listing, based on factors such as your listing quality, your relevance to the query, and your ad rate. Griff, I know you're a huge proponent of the four pillars.
Yes.
Let's keep in mind that that is key to how you optimize your listing quality.
All right. And those four pillars are title, item specifics or aspects, depending on who you talk to, that's the name, and photos, and finally price. Bridget, I got to tell you, price is the one that I see is always confusing to me. As a buyer, I'm looking at different search results. I'll find the item that I want being promoted by a seller, but I'll find the identical item underneath, maybe a page down or so, for a lot less money. The promoted listing is really expensive. So I think that's one place where a seller might be using promoted listings, but falling down on that fourth pillar with price.
It's such an important example to highlight because we don't win. The ecosystem doesn't win if we're not doing right by our buyers. Right. So these changes we're making are designed to improve and streamline the buyer experience, which is good for the ecosystem, which is then in turn good for our sellers.
Can you tell us a little bit about increased visibility in promoted listings? Because that's something else we also talked about.
I'm really excited about this in conjunction with the change between promoted and non-promoted item. In our ongoing efforts to optimize the visibility of promoted listings, we're shifting to what we're calling dynamic ranking at the top of buyer search results. So now, a mixture of organic and promoted listings will be eligible to appear in top search rankings. So this is designed to increase the exposure of promoted listings and help balance visibility for both promoted and organic non-promoted listings. So depending on the relevancy to a buyer's search and the quality of a seller's listings, there's now an opportunity for promoted listings to be even more visible in search.
Depending on your ad rate, the higher the ad rate, it increases the frequency that your item can show up promoted in a search result page. But now those placements will be deeper. There will be more of them.
There's more opportunities, for a listing that is highly relevant and is promoted to get exposure within search. But I don't want to miss the opportunity. It's got to be a relevant search.
Yeah.
And so that is a critical component to how you would win top of search.
As a seller who's back actively selling a lot right now because I'm getting rid of all my possessions quietly. I have CDs, for example, and I've made a real effort to make sure that my price is putting me at the top of a sort for lowest plus shipping. In Seller Hub, it'll say, you can promote this listing. But when I do the search and I find it comes to the top, I'm thinking, why promote the listing when I'm already gaining top of page with the price right now? So this should be advice that we're also providing to sellers. Don't necessarily fall back on a promoted listing for an item which is already showing up in organic search towards the top.
That's true.
Let's get to this next aspect. I think this is really exciting. I love to see mobile growing in capability, especially when it comes to things that we sellers need. So sellers will be able to access promoted listings from mobile and My eBay. So tell us more about.
I'm really excited about this, too, because I know how much we're all doing our jobs on the go, right? So you can now conveniently access promoted listings on any device that uses iOS or Android operating systems. So as an extension to features today available in Seller Hub and the Promoted Listings Campaign Manager, mobile access also gives you the ability to create and manage your promoted listings at any time. And you can now select and set ad rates for your listings in the My eBay active listings page. You can also opt out of or make edits to listings that you previously promoted.
This is great because this is going to increase efficiency. I don't have to go searching through a bunch of clicks. I love this part of it too.
Streamlining.
This is a really big set of changes, Bridget. Do you have anything else to add?
It indeed is a lot of changes. I hope that you all know this is a product that we very much believe in and continue to invest heavily in. Remember, Promoted Listings is a product that, as long as you are in good standing, can help you increase the visibility of your listings by elevating them to prominent locations across eBay, which we continue to roll out more and more opportunities for those placements. So you only pay when a buyer clicks and purchases the item within 30 days. No matter how much you use Promoted Listings or spend on Promoted Listings, if your listings aren't perfect, by that, remember Griff's
four pillars of the perfect listing, right?
The right title, the right aspects, the right photos, and a competitive price for our buyers, then promoted listings aren't going to be effective. So you've got to be doing your best practices. And then promoted listings really is a way to give you more visibility and velocity.
Well, Bridget, I want to thank you. I know this is a busy week, what with everything happening on Seller Update. And we really appreciate you stopping by and taking some time.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking with Bridget Davies. She's the Vice President of Revenue and Seller Growth here at eBay. And we've been talking about promoted listing changes for the fall 2019 Seller Update. And with that, episode 56 comes to a close. Lots of great information, Alan.
right? And if you still have questions about the 2019 Fall Seller Update, make sure you jump on over to the community at ebay.com/community, where you can ask questions to eBay staff and fellow sellers.
If all else fails, you could always, call our podcast hotline. Or maybe I should call it our cold line.
Cold line. Why'd you call it that?
Because we haven't been getting any calls lately. And quite frankly, Alan, I'm feeling a little rejected and ignored.
Don't you always feel rejected and ignored?
Yeah, it's par for the
course.
Don't
take it personally. Maybe we're doing such a good job on the podcast that sellers don't have any pressing questions to call in.
Yeah, right. Sure. No questions at all. That's the ticket.
Hey, sellers, want the Bright and Griff's day?
And yours. And yours, Alan.
Yeah, mine. Then join the fun here on the eBay for Business podcast by calling in your question or comment on 888-723-4630.
That's right. Mend my broken heart with a call. My achy, breaky, broken heart. It's 888-723-4630, and you can call that hotline or cold line any time of the day, any day of the week. Leave a question or comment, and we just might put it on the air. Oh, hope, spring eternal.
Give our hotline some bling, as Drake would say. Or if you prefer to email us, it's podcast@ebay.com. That is podcast@ebay.com.
Yeah, and really, you can ignore me all you like. I don't mind. I'm a big boy. I can take it. But please, please, please don't ignore your local fellow sellers. They're just waiting to meet up with you at a local eBay seller meetup where you can share tips, selling stories, learnings, and updates. And you can do this all over a little bevy and some nibbly bits.
Nibbly bits at a party are always good. It is a party, and many of them are parties, and who wants to miss out on all of the meetup party fun? Certainly not you. So go on, go search for a local eBay seller meetup on our special eBay community page for meetups at ebay.com/meetups.
And don't forget to tune into our weekly live video stream on the eBay for Business Facebook page every Wednesday at 12:30 Pacific time. Go to facebook.com/eBay Business. And then after that, Alan,
hop on over to the eBay community for our weekly chat with eBay staff. It starts every Wednesday at 1 o'clock Pacific. Go to ebay.com/community and then select the drop down weekly chat with eBay staff.
And that's our show for this week. The eBay for Business podcast is brought to you by Head of Community Brian Burke,
Special Correspondent Jen Deal,
Associate Executive Segment Producer in Temecula Doug Smith,
Marketing Strategist Liz Austin,
my esteemed co-host Alan.
Hey, that's me, Editor in Chief and Griff. Griff.
Griff.
Griff. Griff.
The eBay for Business podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.
Yeah, no. So, when do we announce the holiday seller update?
I don't think we have such a thing. Do we? We never do that.
We could just put it out there.
Make people really people nervous. But we never do an update. Like, no. This will be the last one because we don't want to interrupt seller business.
We wouldn't do such a thing.
No, we made a pledge we would never do that.
Pledge.
And now we're going to include this in the ad lib and everyone's going to be nervous. So you got to reassure them that you didn't mean that, Alan. Go ahead.
I reassure you. And if you have any questions, if you want to be reassured, make sure you can reach out to bburke@ebay.com. And he'd be happy to also reassure you.
Oh, no. He's going to kill you. There's no more updates.
No more updates. No, tune in. 2020, we'll have some more news. But you focus on selling. And we'll focus on the podcast.